Hashem, please help us learn what we need to learn from the depths of our inner worlds. Please help us come closer to our true selves in order that we may come closer to you and serve you better. Let us always remember that we and all of Klal Yisrael are here for the purpose of knowing you, loving you, and contributing to your world the unique spark of creation you entrusted to each of us. May we have the faith and courage to respond wholeheartedly to all you are asking of us. So it's the perfect time for us to be starting our Inner Torah Learning Group this year, coming off Parshas Lech Lecha, where Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, and by extension all of us, in essence, go to yourself, Lech Lecha. Go to the land that I will show you. The destination isn't specified, which, as the Sfas Emes explains, is one of the hallmarks of a spiritual journey, which is guided by the willingness to do only the will of Hashem. Likewise with us, we're all on a spiritual journey, and the destination that we're headed for, each of us, is to become all of who Hashem created us to be. We're all so much more than we can begin to imagine. We're sparks of Hashem with vast potential that we can't even begin to know, that we need Hashem to show us, to guide us to. All we can do is live day by day as the Torah asks of us, making the journey of our lives, confronting and dealing with whatever Hashem presents us, continually growing and evolving and becoming more and more and more of who Hashem created us to be. This group, the Inner Torah Learning Group, is a vehicle for helping us make this awesome life journey we're all on. And we're all on the same journey here. No matter how different we are, no matter how different our life circumstances are and our challenges are, we're all on the same journey. It's a journey for the benefit of our neshamas who have descended into bodies to make a dwelling place for Hashem in this world, to come close to Him through the medium of the physical world, to make whatever personal tikkun is needed and contribute each of us our piece to the tikkun of the world. So that's the vantage point from which we'll be working this year. And I'll keep reminding you during our time together. It's a very, very important place of orientation in everything that we're going to be doing. I'm here in my capacity as a practicing healer to offer you in a format that's more accessible to many than regular private sessions, the benefit of my years of experience working with many, many women who, Baruch Hashem, were helped by Inner Torah. So I'm looking at our time together more as a collective session rather than a class. And I'm asking you to do the same. This isn't going to be the type of class that you just sit back and listen to. It's really an opportunity for you to work. This is an hour and a half each week. That's time for you to be with yourself, to come into real and deeper relationship with yourself and Emet Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the company of fellow travelers. We're a group comprised of from women of all ages, from different countries, single and married, mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, with a number of mothers and daughters who are participating here together, as well as a number of sisters participating together and sisters-in-laws, which is really beautiful because it's an opportunity, really, for members of a family to learn a common language and a common perspective from which to work on all the things, the normal things that come up in a family that are really, really opportunities for growth. So everyone has at least some background in Inner Torah, from reading, having private sessions, participating in one or more of the programs that have been developed that incorporate aspects of Inner Torah, or doing the Inner Torah Learning Workshop in prior years. Now, what I want to emphasize today, and this is a very, very important point, the learning we're about to embark on is not intellectual learning. Intellect is a part of it. It's not all of it. What we're aiming for is learning at the level of Das, learning that penetrates the head and the heart, learning that's integrated and becomes a part of you, a part of your life. So to know the concepts that we'll be working with is not the issue. It's about living them. It's about allowing yourself to be transformed by them. It's about letting them penetrate your nervous system, the neural pathways in your mind, so that your actual responses and reactions and feelings about things can shift. For this to happen, it's very important for you to make space for change. And that means that fixed notions of yourself don't have a place here. We're on a voyage of discovery, Emet Hashem. We need your curiosity. We need your interest. We need your willingness and desire to get to know yourself in a real way. We're going to be discovering, Emet Hashem, what's troubling parts of us that are having disproportionate reactions to something happening in the present. And that could be an overreaction or an underreaction. What's troubling parts of us that are behaving in ways that we would rather not. These, as you know, are the gates in the present that we use to reach parts of ourselves that need help, that need attention, that need care. And we're on a voyage of discovery to find out more about our values and our visions and our priorities today as adults. Adults who are responsible for our lives, our own lives, in partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for guiding and serving as role models for the next generations. So as much as we're here to get to know and come into relationship with younger, vulnerable parts of ourselves, we're also here to get to know our adult self today. And many, many people are equally estranged from their adult selves as they are from their younger, vulnerable selves. We're also on a voyage of discovery in relationship to our breath and our body. We're looking for places of holding in our bodies and becoming interested in what, if anything, we're storing there. We're working with the body as the vehicle that Hashem gave us for making the journey through this world. And it's a miraculous, miraculous vehicle, a pella, a wonder. The more we get to know our bodies, the more we can inhabit our bodies, the more we can appreciate that. What an enormous gift Hashem gave us in giving us this vehicle that's perfectly designed to support the work of our neshamas. Now, as I said, to do all of this, we need genuine curiosity about our inner worlds, genuine interest in what's happening inwardly. And what you'll find in Yetz Hashem is that the more curious you are about your inner world, the more interest you'll take in the inner worlds of those close to you, and the more you'll be able to forge meaningful relationships. So one door opens another, Emet Hashem. The main ability that we're always working on developing in Inner Torah is awareness. We're learning to notice and pay attention to what's happening in our inner worlds as we live our outer lives. The two are meant to operate together, okay? Inner Torah is not something separate from our lives. It's an integral part of our lives. Taking care of anything from the past that gets in the way of being fully who we have the potential to be in the present. So what we're going to be working on is noticing what's happening inside of us, learning how to relate to it, how to provide whatever is needed for that part of ourselves to be able to move forward. And hopefully, in the process, we're also going to become more sensitive and aware of what's going on around us as well in the outer world and with other people. Because ultimately, what we're looking to be able to do is hold simultaneously our own reality and the reality of others. So in other words, we're going to be learning how to be in healthy, nurturing, loving, and respectful relationship with ourselves and, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, with others. Now, you'll need a notebook devoted to Inner Torah. And you'll see we're going to start working with it today, and we're going to have different practices that we work with each week, and we're going to use writing as one of the vehicles for exploration here. So a notebook devoted to Inner Torah is very important. I would also ask you, please, to have a mirror at least big enough to see your face, preferably your whole body, to get yourself headphones so you can move around while we're doing the breath and body work at the same time that you're listening on the phone. And if possible, if you have photos of yourself at earlier stages of your life, and also photos of yourself today, and photos of yourself with your family. In other words, you in the same photo with your family. And most importantly, I ask you to come to this group with a willingness to enter into real relationship with yourself and Hashem. Now, I'm emphasizing this aspect of relationship because Inner Torah is an energy-based modality that relies on the relationship between your adult self today, the woman who each of us is, the woman listening to these words in this moment in the present, and your younger vulnerable selves who are holding experiences and feelings that have yet to be fully processed and integrated into who you are today. I'm going to remind you that your younger vulnerable self may be, but is not necessarily, a child part of you. It could be you last week, last year, or at any time. I really would appreciate if you don't use the language inner child here, because that's not what we're working with. We're working with any part of you who's holding an experience that hasn't yet been digested and integrated. And that can happen for many reasons. It can happen because at the time you had the experience, you didn't have the capacity to understand it, to relate to it, to work with it, to digest it. It may be because at the time you had the experience, for example, in a crisis, in an emergency, you're totally consumed by taking care of whatever it is that's going on. And then a lot of times when the crisis passes and the emergency passes, people just move on, leaving the experience, the emotional impact of that experience, unrelated to. So it may be for a very tachlis reason that you need to go back and help a part of yourself relate to an experience that's already happened and digest it and integrate it. So it's important to remember that analyzing and figuring out in your head where something's coming from is not what this work is about. You may do that successfully, figure it out. You may think you have figured it out, and in fact, it's not really what's going on inside you. And even if you have figured it out with your mind, the part of you that is still stuck there still hasn't received the help she needs to move forward. So the shift that we're talking about, the level of change that we're talking about, can happen. For that to happen, relationship is needed. Relationship with yourself, relationship with others, relationship with Hashem. Now, there are three anchor points that I want to name today that we always need to make sure are in place as we do this work. And Im Yirtzeh Hashem, I'm going to anchor us in these three points regularly. Number one is what we were just talking about, that each of us is an adult today who is responsible in partnership with Hashem for her own well-being and has resources available to help herself. This is true no matter what your age. You have capacity today that the part of you who went through the experience you're dealing with didn't have. And that's true even if it's a day or a week after something happens. So the first anchor point is remembering that you're an adult today who, in partnership with Hashem, is responsible for her own well-being, and that you have resources available to you to help yourself. Number two, we're reminding ourselves that whatever difficulty you're confronting in your life at any given moment, and the feelings that you're experiencing, are not the totality of who you are or what your life is about. They're an aspect of you that needs help and attention, which the adult you today can learn how to give. So that can seem like something that's easy to understand in the abstract. What we're aiming for here, though, is in a moment where you are facing something very difficult, where you are being overwhelmed by emotions, that you can remember that whatever it is that's happening, however difficult and unpleasant it might be, that it's not all of who you are. It's not all of what your life's about. So again, we're going to practice this. We're going to practice remembering this so we have access to it in the moment. And finally, and most importantly, we're anchoring in the reality that everything is from Hashem. Hashem created the world to bestow good, and he does what he does in the kindest, gentlest way possible to help us get where we need to go. Whatever is happening, whatever you're dealing with, is part of your inner Torah, part of the story and circumstances of your life designed for you, through which Hashem communicates with you, through which he's helping you become the person that he created you to be. So we're going to remind ourselves of that over and over and over again. Most of what we're going to be doing this year comes under the heading of practice. The skills involved in Inner Torah, like any other skills, need to be practiced in order to be developed. And anybody who's ever tried to learn a skill knows that. It's about practice, practice, practice. Knowing about these skills, these ideas, understanding them, being able to talk about them, finding them interesting, doesn't accomplish what we're trying to do this year. They're helpful. They're nice. They may be the beginning. What we're emphasizing, though, is actually doing the work. Those things do not translate to doing the work. They don't translate into actual practice. What led me to offer this type of group this year, actually, in contrast to the prior years, is the recognition that people need more help in implementation. They need more help practicing, so it becomes more a part of who they are. And they have it available to them when they need it. The ideas are outlined in the books, and in Emet Hashem, the information offered in prior years' workshops will also be available in audio format at some point in the hopefully not too distant future. In our group this year, our focus is practice. You can't build a relationship without relating. You can't heal without spending time with the part of you who is hurting. And you can't grow without helping the parts of you that are stuck in outdated ideas and patterns to move past them. We're not going to simply talk about these things. We're going to do them. And especially when we're looking at aspects of ourselves and things that we've internalized, that are by now deeply embedded in our nervous system and in the neural circuitry of our brains, we need to get in there with the parts of ourselves that took in these experiences, that took in information that we now know differently. We need to be able to go in there and help take that out, literally, and substitute the wisdom, the knowledge, the care, the understanding that we have to give ourselves today. So right now, for some of you, these might just be words. And it's Hashem in the many practices that we're going to undertake over these months together. These words will come alive for you, and you'll have an opportunity to be living them. And as we do these things, do this work together, at the same time, we're going to be learning about all sorts of things, communication, boundaries, emotions, energy, relationships, and other matters. We're going to learn, though, in the context of doing, of being in relationship with ourselves. And from there, emetz Hashem, over time, looking as well at our relationship with others and our relationship with Hashem. So by the end of our time together, my hope is that you will have developed these tools so that they're available to you whenever you need them, and that you can access them easily whether or not you're actively participating in an inner Torah group. My hope is also that you will have made headway on whatever issues and concerns prompted you to join this group. If you find that you need more help along the way, you're always welcome to schedule a private session, which, as I explained in the introductory materials, is not a contradiction to what we're doing in the group. In the group, by definition, we have to work more generally. And in a private session, as many of you know who have had them, you can work much more specifically, work zero in on your particular issue and look at it in great detail, really being with whatever parts of yourself need attention and help. So for starters today, what I'd like you to do is create an inventory of issues, challenges, difficulties, goals, areas of yourself and your life that you're hoping Inner Torah will help you with. So what I'd like you to do is, in the first section of your notebook, and leave yourself a few pages for this, see if you can just start to make a list of the things that you're hoping to work on. And if you can write about them as specifically as possible, that would be great. So for example, instead of just saying, I want to work on my relationship with my children, you can say something like, I tend to become impatient and lose my temper with my children in the morning getting them ready and in the evening putting them to bed. And I'd like to be able to be calm and pleasant and patient with them. Or you can say, I'd like to be able to be with my husband in a different way, in a way that's more accepting of him and understanding of myself at times when he's very preoccupied and busy. I'm making these up, okay? I'm giving these as examples. So rather than just the broad brush, like I want to work on my relationship with my husband, I want to work on my relationship with my children, see if you can zero in more on specifics. I don't like the way I respond to my mother. I'd like to be more patient with her. I feel pulled into my sister's difficulties. I'd like to be able to hold a boundary better. Okay, the list is endless. And try to include both simple things and more complex things, because among other things, what I'm hoping is that with this inventory, when we get ready to work each week, you'll have on hand a potential list of things to focus on and to use for practice. And the other thing that's very helpful about doing this is that as you're going about your day in the course of the time that we have together, and you see yourself, for example, overreact, somebody ignores you, and you feel a very strong reaction inside. So you can just note that, and you can put it down in your inventory. You may or may not get to it. It may not be a priority for you. But at least you're beginning to send your nervous system a message that, I noticed something was difficult for you there when you were ignored, and I've jotted it down. And I mean, it's Hashem, at some point I will have an opportunity to look into it more and to be with you. So we're accomplishing a few things by maintaining this inventory. We're beginning to signal your nervous system that you're here and that you're ready to pay attention. You're developing the skill of noticing. You're preparing for yourself some options as to what to work on from week to week when we get ready to work. So we're going to take 5 minutes today to do that, just to get you started, and then you can fill it in during the week. And I'm going to leave 5 minutes now for that. So obviously, if you're not going to be doing the work right now, you're going to need to fast forward 5 minutes to pick up. Hopefully, you will be doing the work now and beginning to make your inventory.